What is going on, everybody? Welcome to another edition of the Full Swing Podcast. We are not live, but we are in Scotty's Lounge and Lanes here in Humphrey, Nebraska. We appreciate them for allowing us to come in, and we are all finally together for this podcast, except for Landon. He's at work.
But he's live. 94 Rock.
Yeah, Landon is live. Yeah.
But anyways, guys, we have a lot to talk about today. Lots went down in the sports world, and we thought, heck, why don't we get together on a Friday evening and talk some sports?
Good old Humphrey, Nebraska.
That's about as close to midway as we can get between each other.
So, that's true.
We do have a lot on the agenda today. We do want to start off non-sport-wise. We apologize if you hear some background noise right there. But
it adds character.
There's somebody that I know, I found out that he only showers once, maybe twice a week. We were talking about this over our amazing supper we had here at Scotty's Lanes and Lounge.
Lanes.
Apologize. Anyways, so he only showers once a week, and Noah took some disgust to this. So what he does is he comes home from work, he changes, and then he just puts a stocking cap on.
That protects you from mice. That's
just 100% gross. I don't care who you are. You should average at least 7 showers a week, once a day, because, you know, we're all at that age where body odor is a big thing.
At that age? We hit that age at 14. Actually, no, we hit the age of like 10.
Still at that age, are we not? Are we still not at that age?
No, I think we're past that now.
No, we still have body odor.
You have body odor?
We're broadcasters. We're broadcasters.
Since when?
What? Okay.
Since when?
I only shower once a week. Joking. That's a joke, Noah. Okay, can I just say something? So, all men have like a feminine side.
Feminine.
Side to them. Noah's is cleaning. Being clean.
Dude. He literally came over to my apartment one night before like everybody came over and just cleaned.
Like, I wish he would have did that at my friend's house.
He just started picking stuff up. He folded blankets and put them on the back of my couch. It, like, look at it, making it look like fancy. I didn't get it.
I don't know. It's fine by me. I like to clean sometimes, but I also like to be clean on top of that. And
I like to be clean. I don't like cleaning, nice. But
What's
I like
the
to
point
be clean.
Of being clean? If you have a stocking cap.
Because girls, that's like a big thing, obviously. Is
what if you're not looking at girls?
I have a girlfriend and I'm not clean.
Your room was pretty clean yesterday, Sam.
It wasn't clean enough to Noah. I feel like he walked in there and he was like, yeah, I could do this and this and this, but yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Noah's that
and
guy.
That was, my room was actually pretty clean.
Noah's that guy where, like, you had to make sure your house is spotless before he comes over because he's going to judge you.
Yeah.
That's Noah. Yeah,
I get it from my mom. My mom's just like that. If we ever have anybody over, she's like, this house will be spotless. So that's where I get it from. Well, yeah. And then I get into cleaning moods. I'm like, I got to clean this, got to clean this. I'll clean my room, I'll clean my car, clean upstairs, I'll do the dishes,
just
fold
so
some
you
laundry.
Know, just so you guys know, because you couldn't see it, Noah was showing us how he was cleaning. He just kind of went like back and forth with his hands and didn't really do anything, but yeah.
A little OCD.
But yeah, so like back to the showering thing, honestly. Honestly though, like once a week, you hear about that from like 5 and 6 year olds. Like, because when you're 5 and 6, you don't want to shower or take a bath or none of that.
Noah did. Noah did.
He showers 21 times a week. Noah, 3 times a day.
Noah showers himself so hard sometimes he rubs skin off.
What?
He just gets in there and just...
Get the bacteria off here.
I carry a hand sanitizer in my book bag. And whenever I wash my hands.
Do you also squirt it on the wall?
No.
In the radio studio? Because you know who that was started by, right?
Yeah, who did I learn that from?
Spencer and I.
Dak Spencer.
Dak Spencer. Hey,
We still continue that tradition.
BDB, if you're listening, I'm very sorry, but it was Dustin, I swear to God.
What?
Oh, are you talking about BD Brian?
BDB.
BDB.
Yes, sir. We love BDB.
BDB.
Shout out to BDB if he does end up listening to this. We love you. We miss you.
And we don't actually put the hand sanitizer on the wall.
That's the janitors.
And we can't tell you why we call you BD Brian.
It's Keith.
Just know that it's good. It's not bad.
It's not a bad thing.
No, it's great.
Oh, my
Spencer
God.
Spencer made it up. Of course.
Didn't he take pictures on the Vegas trip last year?
He took pictures of every bald guy and said, Brian?
But it's like finding Scott Van Pelt.
Right. Bro. Except finding Brian Anderson.
BDB.
Okay, speaking as SVP, I tried sending in a DM to SVP. I went to a Nebraska game, I can't remember how long ago it was.
Right.
And I saw this dude who looked exactly like Scott Van Pelt in the crowd. God, let's see if I
Did he respond to you?
No. Oh, no, he didn't.
And that story is just...
And there we go.
Don't worry, guys. I got a video of it.
Oh, wow. That guy kind of does look like Scott Van Pelt.
Hi.
A little bit.
Yeah, a little
see?
Bit.
See? It looks more like SVP than, like, I guess most...
Joke's on you guys. It's Dustin's cousin. See? If you're bald. Okay. Do you think you have to shampoo your hair if you're bald? Serious question.
Body wash. Showering. Put it on your head.
Yeah.
You think so?
Wait, what now?
I'd clean it.
What now?
I wouldn't necessarily use, like, shampoo.
Would you put shampoo on your head if you were bald? Like, completely bald.
Body wash.
I'm trying to, like, yeah, probably
I would just body wash it. Just clean it.
Actually, Chris showed me this today. Terry Crews, not naturally bald.
Really?
He shaves his head every single day because his wife makes him.
Wow.
That's I know awesome. A couple people like that, yeah.
Anyways, shiny. We do have some breaking news in the sports world as we
let's go
head on that way. The Patriots have added another ring as Robert Kraft.
Number seven.
Robert Kraft has been arrested for a prostitution ring.
Let's go.
No, he did not. He didn't own his own. He just participated in it.
Yeah.
It was at a spa.
Hey, he's got
a tug
six
and, a,
rings.
A tug and rub.
Saying that you participated in it is just like being the guy in the background of a murder.
What?
You're just like, I didn't murder the guy, but I participated in it. You're still there.
Had to, like, make up for Tom Brady just making out with him on stage. You know, he had to feel somewhat like a
okay,
man
Tom
again.
Brady scares me. He, like, kisses his kids on the lips. He kissed Robert Kraft on the lips.
Yeah.
But, like, okay.
Kissed Sam on the lips.
So, this is what the
story
is.
Okay, no, hold on. Serious question. If Tom Brady went in to kiss you on the lips, would you let him?
No.
What?
This is like a conversation we had at your house that night where it was like a little tipsy and we're like, would you do this? And someone was like, I gotta go to the bathroom. and then when asked about it, I was like, no. Hell no. Never thought about it in my life.
Okay, I'm going to read this story.
But would you want to walk around telling people you got kissed on the lips by Tom Brady?
No.
No?
No.
No, I wouldn't.
I'd rather shake his
hand.
No.
I'm not saying I would either, but I was just wondering. Like,
Anyway, back to the story. It says Patriots owner Robert Kraft is facing charges of it's only a misdemeanor? What? Solicitation of prostitution after he was twice.
He was just participating.
Twice videotaped paying for a sex act at an illicit massage parlor. The 77-year-old Kraft. Man, he just must have been lonely or something.
Well, yeah.
The 77-year-old Kraft is one of 25 involved in an alleged solicitation at the Orchids of an Asia Day Spa in Jupiter, Florida.
Hey, that's right down the road from spring
you
training.
You hear what they say.
Then
go to Jupiter to get more stupider.
Congrats.
Wow. Thank you.
Spring training is down there in Jupiter. Right down the road.
And obviously Kraft denied it, so.
No,
he'll get out of it, too.
That was me.
I mean, it's a misdemeanor. I mean, I paid $300 for my misdemeanor.
What was your misdemeanor?
An MIP.
Oh, babe. Imagine if you got arrested for misdemeanors. And, you know, you can go in there, the guy's like, oh, what are you in here for?
I drank underage.
So I had the old tobacco in my lip.
I just went in to get a massage and the cops came in. I didn't know what was going on.
I asked for a tug and rub and they said, that's a no-go.
You think it was one of those things where Robert Kraft was like, oh, this looks like a good massage parlor. He walks in there, the FBI are just like, oh my god, is that Robert Kraft? They're just like, let's F up his life completely. They just walk in, we're shutting this place down.
Well, Robert Kraft was also videotaped dancing with Cardi B, so, I mean, he likes to have a good time, I guess.
And his girlfriend's like, what, 39?
What?
Yeah, his girlfriend's really young. She's like,
wait, Robert Kraft has a girlfriend?
Yeah, because his wife died. His wife died.
I know that. I just didn't know if he was just...
Was his girlfriend at the parlor with him? Or was it
I would hope not. I mean...
I sure hope it does.
I sure hope it does.
But yeah, so Kraft, he's a lonely guy. I mean...
How can you be that low? I mean, I guess.
Just because you like, have money doesn't mean...
How old is he? Like
77.
77.
How do you not be lonely at 77 when your wife passed away?
Can you just look down at your seven rings and... He's worth like $6.6 billion.
Now. Weak. Come on. Step your game up. Those are rookie numbers. Get up to Warren Buffett, bro.
Yeah, dude. Speaking of Warren Buffett, hey, can I get some money? Just cause.
But yeah, so
he can go.
What are your thoughts on like the Kraft situation, Sam?
My thoughts. It'll be definitely interesting. I kind of agree with Dustin. I feel like nothing's gonna come about it. It's just gonna be this kind of story. It'll definitely be interesting to see what the NFL does, even if the allegation comes out as false. If they do
something. Well, they said he's on videotape twice.
Or if they start an investigation of their own, it'll definitely be interesting. But right now. Right now, we just need to, I don't know, just see what the actual investigation comes out as, I guess.
They say they have him on tape twice, so he's, if it's him, he's not screwed.
He's going to make bail.
Well, obviously.
But speaking of, what do you guys, what about that Syracuse coach?
Oh, Jay.
That's just a messed up situation.
It wasn't his fault. It really wasn't.
It's not his fault, but like Landon and Noah are saying he's still going to get manslaughter.
Vehicular.
No, he won't.
Really?
Because the guy was out of his car at midnight on the interstate.
Yeah, because so the guy got into an accident.
Is he thinking?
I was going to say.
The guy got into an accident. He went out to look at the damage on his car and the other car. Weather conditions were bad. Boeheim was driving. Didn't see him out in the interstate with the weather conditions. And
was he going like the speed limit?
Yeah, he was going the speed limit.
So he's probably going 75.
Right,
yeah.
You can't just stop on it. It's hard to stop on a dime at midnight.
Especially
on the
with the weather conditions. They said it was like raining and snowing
like,
and cold.
See, we were talking about this yesterday. I'm like, that makes no sense. Why would he get manslaughter if like it's this dude's fault that he walked out on the free on the interstate?
That investigation is still ongoing too.
Well, so yeah, but like,
vehicular manslaughter.
He shouldn't, and I hope he doesn't, because that's nothing on him.
And he's cooperating completely in full.
Yeah.
Like he hasn't come out and been like, you know, and tried to stop the investigation.
But his life is still ruined because he's just like, I killed him.
Right.
So like, something might not happen to him physically, but psychologically.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's bad situation, and obviously you have to live with it now.
Yeah.
Bad situation for one of the greatest coaches of all time.
Right. Like, there was a kid from my high school, he got in he drives a semi, and someone pulled out in front of him in an intersection, and he didn't have a stop sign or anything, so he obviously can't stop a semi on a dime, and, you know, he kind of said that it's always in the back of your mind, even though it's not your fault.
Yeah.
You know, a situation like that is just hard.
That would be really hard, but like, I don't know.
Let's get more happy now.
Yeah.
Get off the depressing.
Let's move on to Zion.
Zion.
That's not happy. He almost tore his ACL.
He has a mild knee sprain.
It could have been bad.
Could have. It wasn't. But it's a mild knee sprain. Trust me, I know. Hurting your knee sucks. But if all he got was a knee sprain, he'll be fine. They said he's day to day. He'll be back within a week. But, like, Nike stocks went down yesterday because of it.
So he blew out his shoe,
if you guys didn't see it. Zion kind of got the ball. Was at the top of the key. Took one step with his left foot, and, like, his entire shoe blew out. And his knee kind of buckled on the other side. But, yeah, so Nike stocks went down. They didn't go down too bad. They still went down.
Do you think? Fine. Like, would you blame Nike for that whole thing? Because Zion is
North
a big
Carolina.
Boy.
Well, yeah, who but was. Shaq was a big dude.
Zion's a big boy, and I feel like blowing out a shoe because
the reason Zion did the splits is because his shoe blew out.
I don't know. They don't make them like they used to, is what, no, what, nope, my dad always
said. Not as tough.
But, like, honestly, I can't remember who's telling me this yesterday. Nike's going to make a I think, actually, it might have been today. Nike's going to make a custom shoe for Zion now. With, like, it's more reinforced on the seams.
I feel like it's just because Zion's a big dude.
Yeah, 6'8", 285. He's a big dude.
And when
he's
you
got a
cut,
lot of force.
There's going to be a situation in which you do probably burst a shoe.
Well, how tall is LeBron? What does he weigh?
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying. Like, it could happen to anybody.
It could. It's just, it happened to the
happened to one of
arguably the best college basketball player right now. Yeah, like
James Palmer Jr.
Really, buddy? Isaac Copeland?
Glenn Watson Jr.? Isaiah Roby?
Dude, Roby's blocks.
Yusef Jazzum? Come on, guys.
No, Joel, I know Joel's going to be listening to this.
Joel, shout out my guy.
Joel, Fele.
Ben? Keep it real.
Actually, they do have a game today, and I snapped Ben and Joel. Good luck.
But damn, nice, you're a trooper. That's bro code, bro.
That's bro code.
Bro.
But anyway, back to the Zion, bro. Like, dude, that game, after Zion went out, went straight down.
Horrible game to watch.
Like, honestly, but like, next time they play, how close do you think it'll be?
Zion's going to go off for 40 and blow out his other shoe.
Zion won't play again this season.
Shut up. You really think he's gonna sit out?
Not play again this season.
He's
take
gonna
it to the
Kawhi.
Bank. Put your money, put your life savings on it. Take it to Vegas. Zion Williamson will not play again this season.
Okay, last time you made the prediction that Melo's gonna go
nope.
to the Lakers.
He is.
And Sam said something about it. I'm like, no way, Dustin was right. And he's like, no, it's just a fake account that tweeted. I'm like, oh my god.
He's still gonna sign there.
No,
hold on.
He's not.
Yes, he is. Take it to the bank.
He's gonna sign his retirement.
He's not signing nothing.
He's gonna do that Paul Pierce thing.
But no, Zion will play again this year.
So you can go into the
league. He can retire out. As okay.
Either he sits out the rest of the regular season, and then comes back for the tournament.
I can see that.
Nope.
This is just kind of like the situation with in college football when star players sit out the bowl game.
That makes me so mad.
I mean, I don't know.
Lower the draft age. We won't have a problem.
Nate Gary. Oh, wait. No, he failed basket weaving. My bad. That's why he couldn't play in the bowl game. That was... Yeah. My bad, Nate Gary.
He's coming for you now.
Uh-oh.
I think we should
He's going to target you.
Go Skurs.
I think we should get Trey Bryant on the podcast. What do you guys think?
I'll be down, bro.
He retweeted my tweet, so I'm basically in.
You go sliding his DMs? His direct mail?
I will.
But I said that yesterday,
I bet you Trey
Bryant
only showers three times a week.
He's a gamer now.
I'm just joking.
Full time, bro.
Wait, what grade was he in when he stopped playing football? Was he sophomore?
Just this last year.
Sophomore?
Didn't he have knee problems?
Yeah.
He had really bad knees.
Shout out, Trey. Miss you. Hey, shout out to Maurice Washington, my guy. Can't wait to see you next
speaking
year.
Speaking of the law, the Huskers have found a way to...
That's a kind of a sore subject
right
funny. Now.
That's not funny, dude.
That was stupid.
That's not funny.
Why does he have that?
What?
Why did he have that?
I don't know. I'm just like, that was the...
What?
I don't... Huh?
It's fine.
There's been a lot of Nebraska... legal trouble lately.
Okay,
Am I wrong?
Hey, yes, I will give you that. There's a lot of Nebraska legal trouble lately, but don't act like every college doesn't have legal trouble.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying.
I know. It's just
Colorado,
Nebraska kids have gotten
caught.
They're
just high all the time.
Well, it's legal there. But honestly, I'm just saying, the only reason it's bad right now is because the credit card thing is dumb. Maurice Washington's thing is really dumb. It's just... It's all coming out at one time. That's what's really bad.
Yeah, the one crime that really didn't matter to me was the house party getting busted.
That was dumb.
That's college kid.
Yeah.
That's gonna happen. Jack Stoll, come on, buddy. Come on.
Hey, I respect you, bro. Throwing parties, having a good time.
Luke, what's an invite?
Yeah, give me that invite, bro. But
He's already been Mitch. Doesn't care.
I don't care anymore. No.
He's been there, Jack. Hit him up. Hit him up for advice.
But honestly, yeah, that one doesn't matter. The other two were dumb.
D-U-M, dumb.
What? D-U-M. That was D-U-M, dumb.
D-U-M,
we are so smart. S-M-R-T.
There's some bullying going on. We apologize. It's a little noisy in here tonight.
Oh, well.
Which is all right. It's a bar. Duh.
It's a bar. Duh. But yeah,
shout out to
Scott. We're drinking Pib. Extra.
We are.
But yeah, so, I mean, we can move on to Tim Miles. Because this one's definitely going to get heated.
I don't know if he'll get heated. He just made a stupid comment.
No, I'm talking about overall in the season.
Oh, he should be fired.
My problem with firing Tim Miles, who are you going to bring in? This is not
Tyronn Lue.
Okay. Rick Pitino.
No.
Why not Rick Pitino?
Because, you know, he just fired because he was buying prostitutes and paying the players.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing wrong with that.
No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, Robert Kraft did it.
Yeah, so it must be okay. It, so. Got a little tug and rug there.
Yeah, I don't think so. I'm not. I do think Miles needs cans. My problem is
who are we gonna get?
Exactly. Nebraska's Tyronn not Lue. A powerhouse basketball.
They're the only Power 5 team to not win a tournament game. I mean,
I'm a suck.
I think Miles has just had a tough time.
Miles needs to go.
Hasn't recruited the best.
I like Miles' personality. It's just, he's not the coach that Nebraska needs.
I bet you like Mike Riley's personality, too.
Okay. I'm not going to say that.
Dude, that was worst decision we could have ever made.
It's because Sean Eichhorst.
Oh, yeah. He
Eichhorst.
Nebraska. He was like,
you
hey.
Eichhorst
you guys
want to
know something funny?
Contract extension so he can make $10 million more before they can this, but.
Dude. Eichhorst was the worst decision ever. Like, who decided to hire that dude?
Obviously Scott Frost.
What?
It was his plan all along. He's like, they're gonna get down with all this stuff, and then I'm gonna come in and be Superman, save the day.
And then go 4-8 my first year.
It's a building season, Dustin. Season. Look
oh
up the
God.
Definition.
Yeah, like. Everyone was saying, oh, we're going to win 9 games this season.
Oh, look at Colorado. We're going to win 6-0 right away. And then they didn't.
5-0.
My point exactly.
Care. That's fine. I'm not used
Nebraska
to winning.
Nebraska only lost 6 straight games, not 7.
So suck it. Up yours.
Okay. All right. Part 2 is coming up in September.
Yeah,
we're going
to it, and then
we are going to Boulder.
Gonna be able
it's
to go.
Gonna be funny right. When you guys get
tickets are 200 and some bucks a pop.
Bet. This should be. That doesn't make any sense.
Bet.
And you know what Colorado's doing? They're offering tickets to every single alumni before they release them to the general public because they just don't want Husker fans there.
That's
Husker,
segregation.
And I've been told, like, I'm not even like trying to scare anyone. I've been told by like some of the Colorado stans on Twitter, obviously that follow me.
Jeez.
They said, we will not treat Nebraska fans as nice as they treated us in Lincoln because that's who we are.
Bet. Let's
Fine.
Go. I'm wearing 100% red. Red out, boys.
No, you can't.
I'm painting my face red with a big old red.
Just so they
head.
Know,
wait, you can
Nebraska
really
fans know how to fight.
Yeah, all four
red.
Of us that are going to be at the game. I take that. I take that back. I bet you it'd
oh,
be
dude.
Funny if there was more Nebraska
no,
fans
gonna,
in
no, it's
going to
be cool,
Colorado.
Though. That's going to be like their one and only time they're going to sell out their stadium.
Aww. That's so cute.
No, there's a new era in Boulder. We have a proven winner. We have a proven winner as our head coach now. That's fine.
Who?
Yeah,
Mel Tucker.
I don't even know his name.
Did he go
13-0? Coach under Nick
National
Saban.
National championship?
Coach under Nick Saban.
So?
Coach under Kirby Smart. I'm fine with it. I am fine with the hire.
Under.
13-0, national champion last year. I'll take my pick.
Last year.
Champion.
Yeah,
last year.
Two years ago.
It's the last football season. That's what I meant by last year.
You're still wrong.
You're
the last
wrong.
Football season, they did not go 13-0.
Two football seasons ago.
Anyway.
Just like how you thought the Pelicans
anyway, we are going to Boulder.
Okay.
You, you can wear your Colorado shirt.
I'm going to wear
And then we're going to wear our Nebraska shirts. And
I hope I get into a fight.
If they want to fight, we'll fight.
Okay.
Because, honestly.
Have fun.
Dustin, go ahead. Dustin, you do know that you're going to be with us, so they're going to beat you up as well, right? So, and I'm gonna do this. You're gonna get a punch thrown on you. I'm gonna be like this.
I don't know if a Colorado fan's gonna throw a hand to the Colorado fan.
I'll be like, he goes to UNL.
He's the Nebraska kid. He loves Nebraska. He's just taking it.
My boys on Twitter know that I go to UNL, bro.
They're gonna be like, oh, this is at Stort Center with a zero.
It is.
No, they're not.
Yeah,
no,
they all know me, dude. They love me. They love me.
Honestly, I really don't care if they're assholes to us. I know that one of my uncles went to Boulder in the 90s, and he had a whiskey bottle broken over his head.
Yep. My dad got swung at in Lincoln in 01. It's both sides. They hate each other. That's how it was back in the day.
Mm. Yeah.
We're nice now. This is America.
Mike Riley brought a new era into
No,
Nebraska.
Mike Riley, his era is
Changing
gone.
Changing the culture.
Changing the culture.
It's a short one today.
It was a short one. We're not even at 30 minutes. Seems like forever.
Yeah, we honestly have not talked about anything. It's just kind of been rambling on.
That's fine. Hey, bar talk.
But, you know, this was a fun one, though, because we gotta go out remote location. You know, shout out to Scotty's again for inviting us out here and stuff. It was fun. Like, just chilling, eating some good food. We might go bowling in a little bit.
We are going to bowl at least one game.
At least one game.
We got Dustin's girlfriend working.
Yep.
Shout out Jade, Illy.
She is working. Major Illy.
Hi, Jade. She's really
Jade,
busy.
You got something to say real quick?
I'm busy, so no.
Sounds good.
Wow. All
right. Anyways. Hi.
No, leave it in there.
No, we'll leave it in there. It's
Wait a minute.
Sound.
Who are you?
Anyway.
I'm sorry.
Quit running.
Anyway.
All right, cool.
So I'm going to wrap things up.
Yeah.
Anything else to say?
No.
It's going to be a good time. Mike Riley, best coach Nebraska's ever had.
I think we learned
Shout
a lot.
Shout out to the Orlando Apollos.
Go the Salt Lake
Real
City
goats.
Stallions.
The Memphis, I don't know their team name.
So
the Memphis Express.
Yeah, Memphis Express. Those are my boys. Keep grinding. That's all I gotta
Let's
say.
Go.
I think we learned a lot today. We learned that if you're not gonna shower, wear a stocking cap.
Or just shower. That's what we learned today. All you gotta do is shower.
Shower.
At least
wear
seven times
stocking.
A week.
If you're not going to shower, I repeat, wear a stocking cap because
there will
be
will
no
not
lice.
Get there.
There will be no lice that come out. Also, if you're going to go, if Noah's coming over to your house, make sure you leave it as dirty as possible.
Because he will clean it for you.
Because it's a free cleanup.
Also, be careful if you're driving on the interstate at midnight. Don't get caught if you're going to do a prostitution ring. You're going to be involved in one.
If you already have six rings, do not go for number seven in Jupiter, Florida at just some random massage place. It
works out.
Just doesn't happen.
Anyways, that's all the lessons.
Easy.
That's all the lessons we have. We appreciate
Don't buy Nike shoes because they will rip.
Also that. But shout out to Scotty again for allowing us to come here and podcast today.
Shout out, bro.
Shout out. The food's great. The service is great. Drinks are great. We appreciate it. And we will see you guys next time on the Full Swing Podcast.
Ha-ha!